Good afternoon. My name is Bruce Fickle. With me is Sunita Sharma. My attorney registration number is 6689. And the trial court found that, quote, there is little doubt that oil and gas facilities pose the potential for greater danger to the community than many other types of businesses. It was finding something that had been found by every court before that and had been found by the Board of Trustees of the Town of Milliken. The court went on to state that Colorado statutes impose no restriction on the ability of Milliken to conduct security inspections to protect its citizens from the potential damage such facilities might pose should safety concerns be left unchecked. However, the issue in this matter is not the ability of the town to monitor these facilities. It is rather whether the town can impose a fee for such monitoring and inspections.
Are there any safety concerns presented by plugged and abandoned wells?
The plugged and abandoned wells are not an item which we've had a fee for. We're of the understanding that those plugged and abandoned wells have been safely secured and sealed and are under the jurisdiction of the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission.
Aren't they still a bit of an attractive nuisance for young teenagers in town?
Well, my understanding is that they're usually a below ground kind of facility, but that wasn't a concern that we had. And when we sent out the billing, because the oil companies don't tell us on a daily basis or monthly basis which wells are active and which aren't, they would tell us when we got the bill, when they received the bill, which wells were active and which wells were sealed.
What kind of inspections did you do other than safety inspections?
It was the regular inspections that a police department would do for anything else. It was checking for trespassing, checking for damage to the well sites, checking for any tagging that was going on.
So the same kind of inspection that you would do, for example, with an apartment building?
Exactly.
Or a residential area?
Correct.
But those apartment buildings or residences don't have to pay a fee?
That's correct. So in making this determination, the trial court correctly interpreted 3115-101, which provides that municipalities have the implied and incidental powers to operate, except where those powers are specifically prohibited. And so my understanding is that the legislature has given municipalities the power to operate, except where it's specifically precluded. And the court, in finding that the town had the ability to do the well site safety and security checks, found exactly that. It said, you have the ability to do this because it's not prohibited. Once it found that, the town had the power to do this, the authority to do this under the state statutes, that there was no restriction on the town's ability to inspect those sites. And by sites, I am not saying the structures, the improvements, the above ground facilities that were owned by Kerr McGee. What they were doing is driving around the road on those sites to make sure that there was no other activity going on, nobody trespassing, and no damage obvious to the well site. But at no time in the last 10 years has any officer ever called any oil company to go on their premises to inspect those physical facilities. The town made very clear, the Board of Trustees did, that that is the sole jurisdiction and that area has been preempted by the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission. The trial court also found that during this time period from 2003, these daily security checks had been done to all 200 wells in the town of Milliken. The town did not make any attempt to train its police officers to do any activity other than the police activities that they typically did. Since these facts are undisputed, the only issue that remains is whether or not Milliken may, pursuant to Colorado statutes, assess its well site safety and security fee. The town has cited numerous instances where these fees have been retained. The language in Bloom versus the City of Fort Collins is especially relevant. It says, a fee which is a charge imposed upon persons or property for the purpose of defraying the cost of a particular governmental service will generally be upheld as long as the ordinance is reasonably designed to defray the cost of the particular service rendered by the municipality. The court went on to say, we are thus satisfied that whereas here a municipality imposes a special fee upon owners or occupants of developed lots renting city streets for the purposes of providing revenues for the maintenance of city streets, and where the fee is reasonably designed to defray the cost of the service provided by the municipality, such fee is a valid form of governmental charge within the legislative authority of the municipality. Then in Bennett versus Bear Creek, the court went on to say that when the legislative body, the town of Milliken in this case, establishes the fee, absent classifications that impinge on fundamental rights or which affect suspect classes, the fee will be upheld. Milliken's fee neither impinges on Kerr McGee's fundamental rights, nor is Kerr McGee a suspect class, at least constitutionally.
Mr. Pickoff, what is the effect of 3460.106.15 on your argument?
Your Honor, the section in that statute, which is, I think, the last two sentences of that statute, says that it has to do with imposing taxes and fees for certain purposes and does not apply when you read what the town is doing, site safety and well security. On the perimeters of that, no fee is being imposed that fits that definition. Does that answer your question? I have the specific language.
So. Well, I have the statutory language in front of me, but it says that no local government may charge a tax or fee to conduct inspections or monitoring of oil and gas operations. So are you saying that that's not what the town of Milliken has been doing?
Exactly, because the section goes on to state, with regard to matters that are subject to rule, regulation, order, permit, condition administered by the commission. And that's what I said in answer to Judge Graham's question, is these checks are the same checks that are done throughout the town. They have nothing to do with what the Oil and Gas Commission is doing or trying to regulate.
Mr. Fickle,
yes.
Doesn't the Oil and Gas Commission have certain rules and regulations that set forth specific requirements for some security purposes around those oil and gas sites? There's one for fencing of well sites for security purposes. There's a rule or regulation that says the commission shall consult with the Department of Health when a local government requests an assessment based on public health, safety, welfare, or environmental impact. Wouldn't that appear to be matters that fall within the rule or regulation by the Oil and Gas Commission?
Well, going through them sequentially, the fencing is around the well site facilities. What we're looking for is a car park next there to those facilities. In our brief, we gave you examples of where these sites had been used, and there were findings by the town board that these were essentially, as Judge Graham requested or asked, aren't these attractive nuisances? They are attractive nuisances. They bring people out there, and we're not, it's not an issue of environmental concern. It's not an issue that the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission has addressed. This is somebody trespassing on this property. This is somebody spray painting these well tanks. This is somebody, as we've had happen, committing a felony in these areas.
Which would relate to what? Relates to public health and safety?
Correct. I have nothing further.
Mr. Fickle, I want to ask about the proceeds from these fees. Do they go into the general fund, or do they go into an account for the police, and how are they treated?
They do both. The $400 well site fee goes into the general fund. The general fund pays the police department, and so this fund is accounted for in the general fund as part of the revenues, just like the court revenues for funding the police department and court.
Why isn't this a tax?
It isn't a tax because it is a fee that has been calculated to be a cost recovery for the police department. And in the trial of this case previously in Eddie Oil, the court went through that in detail and found that in fact it was a fee, not a tax. It's not a tax because it's not generally applied. It's not intended to raise general revenues. It's a specific fee on a specific function of the police department. And just very briefly, it was calculated, and I don't know whether you read all the record, but it was calculated based on officers' daily log sheets and the time it took for each officer to do the inspections on an average and what it cost to run the police department. And it worked out to be just over $400 per well site per year.
I just want to make sure that I understand your argument, so pardon me for asking you to repeat it, but tell me what your argument is specifically as to why 3460.106 subsection 15 about charging taxes or fees to conduct inspections of oil and gas operations.
Okay, specifically.
Why that doesn't apply.
Okay, specifically it says, the first half of that sounds like it does apply. It says, no local government may charge a tax or fee to conduct inspections or monitoring of oil and gas operations. And if you stop there, as council does in their argument, we're out of luck. But it says, with regard to matters that are subject to rule, regulation, order, or permit condition administered by the commission, what we're doing are these security checks that are not covered by anything in the commission. They pointed to nothing that says these site safety and well site security checks that we do not on their facilities, but around their facilities on these roads that are owned by, in most cases, the farmers or developers. And those are not covered by rule, regulation, or order of the commission.
Are you saying because they are not now covered by a specific regulation, or they're not capable of being covered by a
they're
regulation?
They're not currently covered.
And so your argument is that in order for this section to apply, the commission would have to have a current regulation or rule that would apply to inspections for security purposes.
Correct. There is, for most of these wells, no security at all, other than on some of them there is a gate to get in, but that gate can be driven around, cut, and in the areas of where they're in parks and residential districts and commercial districts, there is no gate at all because the commission does not require the oil company to buy the land or lease the land that's adjacent to these. So everything within 150 feet in the agricultural area and everything within 350 feet of a park area now becomes an area that can attract children and other people, and nobody from the Oil and Gas Commission has any regulation in there that says we're going to monitor that area for this kind of activity in these well sites. It says aesthetics, it says odors, it says visual, it may say a fence, but the fence typically is around the improvements themselves, not in this whole perimeter area.
So your position is that Milliken can charge a fee for safety and security inspections in a park which is adjacent to an oil and gas well site.
Because that well site, according to the findings of the town board, constitutes a nuisance or an attractive nuisance that attracts people over to that. They congregate around it, they hide behind it, and that causes problems.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Fickle.
You.
Save the 43
seconds. Good afternoon, Your Honors. Ken Wanstall, attorney number 11090 for Kerr McGee, and at council table is Karen Spaulding. Judge Longback below really disposed of this case based on a very simple, straightforward proposition namely that Milliken, as a statutory town, has only those powers that are expressly conferred by a statute or that exist by necessary implication. And a corollary to this proposition is that when construing the enumerated powers of a town, that the statutes are to be strictly construed, and any doubt as to statutory municipality's power must be resolved against it. And that's Estes case, Estes Park case, cited in our brief. Now here, Milliken has cited to no statute that expressly or impliedly confers upon the town the authority to impose a site safety and security fee for inspection of oil and gas wells. On the other hand, the General Assembly well knows how to provide such authority and has done so in the Municipal Police Power Statute, found at CRS 3115-401. However, the authorized inspection fee in that portion of the statute relates to weed inspections and not well inspections. Now, Milliken further argues that its implied powers under these various municipal statutes should be liberally construed. However, each of these statutes is subject to a clause in the Municipal Powers Act whereby, and I quote, all such powers, authority, and privileges are subject to the restrictions and limitations provided for in any other law of the state. And that gets directly to your question, Judge Hawthorne. In this case, there is another law of the state directly on point. In 1996, the General Assembly enacted House Bill 1045, codified in part in the Oil and Gas Conservation Act at 10615. The bill title reads, concerning the prohibition of certain local government assessments on oil and gas well operations, and it has two parts. First, the act prohibits local inspection taxes or fees to inspect oil and gas operations with regard to matters that are subject to the jurisdiction of the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission.
Well, excuse me there.
Yes, sir.
As Mr. Wonstola, I think, it really doesn't say jurisdiction, does it?
I'm shortening rule, regulation, order, permit, condition down to shorthand jurisdiction.
So that's your reading of it, that means within the jurisdiction of the Oil and Gas Commission.
And those are the things that they do within that jurisdiction.
But it's my understanding of Mr. Fickle's argument that this doesn't, I hope I'm paraphrasing this correctly, Mr. Fickle, but this doesn't apply because they are doing security and safety inspections off the site of any oil and gas well. And therefore, the commission would not have jurisdiction off-site. What's your response to that?
I think that's a false distinction. These oil and gas wells are drilled on leases, and the operator in general has rights of ingress and egress across the entire lease. Sometimes those are restricted by a surface use agreement between the parties. But to try and narrow it down to the exact site where the tanks are located, I think, is a too narrow interpretation of this. And there are other, the second part of the Act, House Bill 1045, disallows oil and gas occupational privilege taxes. And really, when I hear Mr. Fickle today, this is the first time I've heard him really explain it quite so clearly, that they're really not looking at the safe operation of the wells. That certainly seemed to be something that they asserted they have been all the way through this. Now we say, we're not looking for the safe operation of the wells. We're just looking to see if there's trespass or vandalism or graffiti going on in the general vicinity of the well site. As one of you asked, no other business in town pays for that service. The police drive by the liquor store in the middle of the night and presumably flash their light through the windows. They drive by pharmacies. They go to check on the convenience stores, the 24-hour convenience stores that are our target for robberies. They go through neighborhoods. They don't charge anybody else's fee.
Well, that's why I asked the question I did about residences and apartment buildings, because Mr. Fickle draws our attention to the second sentence in 3460-10615. However, he didn't mention that while municipalities can, in fact, have local regulation They can't do so on a non-discriminatory or on a discriminatory basis. As I understand this, that's exactly what it is. It's discriminatory.
Absolutely, Your Honor. And furthermore, that second sentence of Section 15 prescribes exactly what aspects of local regulation they can have a fee for. Road damage, compliance with local building codes, fire codes, and land use permit conditions, none of which apply here. The town admits and has admitted throughout that their inspections do not look for these things. All they are doing, and as Commander Garcia noted in his deposition testimony, is these well checks are pretty much the same as our regular business checks. We do the same sort of general observation looking for signs of criminal activity as we do with any other business. What really they're doing here, and you see the town has, since 2003, actually since 1992, been struggling to find a way around these prescriptions in the law. And at one time they had a fee that clearly fell within the jurisdiction of the commission. In 2008, they added this site security fee. In 2010, they went back and amended again and got rid of the old fee that was clearly preempted, and that would have been under the Town of Frederick decision that another panel invalidated last year, and just kept the site security fee. They are struggling to find a way, an end run around this legislative edifice that has been set up to prevent local governments from looking at oil and gas operations in their jurisdiction as a cash cow. And why did the legislature do that? The oil and gas, besides paying the normal income sales and business personal property taxes, it also pays real property ad valorem taxes at an assessment rate three times higher than other commercial businesses, as well as a severance tax, 50% of which is returned to local governments through a combination of direct distribution and grants. And this is not to mention the conservation mill levy paid to the Oil and Gas Commission, which, among other things, funds its inspection efforts. Now, in this reply brief, that the town says, well, maybe the Oil and Gas Commission inspections are infrequent or inadequate. That's not what its issue here today. It's whether they have the statutory authority to impose a fee for these inspections.
Council, let me...
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. I didn't want to interrupt your thought, but
all right.
If you're finished, I'd like to ask
your
question.
It's your prerogative, Your Honor.
Is it your position that the inspections that are conducted by the town of Milliken, are they matters that are subject to rule, regulation, order, or permit condition administered by the commission? Is that your position, that the commission could regulate these types of inspections?
I think the commission could add further site security regulations if it found the need to do so. They haven't found that need over the course of years. These are not what I would call attractive nuisances. The companies, Kurt McGee has not had a problem out there with graffiti on his tanks. It has not had a problem with people parking in it by his facilities. Most of its wells are behind a closed gate on private property. They have their own security services. They have field operators called pumpers who go to these wells on a daily basis. So they haven't had this, and they haven't requested some sort of special site security service from the town of Milliken's police force. What you just simply has is the town police drive by and do the same sort of check they did by the liquor store, and they send a check for $400 a year to the oil and gas company and nothing to the liquor store. That's what we have going on here.
If it is your position that the town or the commission could regulate those types of inspections, what is that based upon? What's the basis for the commission's authority to do so?
You know, the commission has very broad statutory authority, virtually plenary authority. It has a provision in the act, I believe it's in section 104 or 105, that says the commission has jurisdiction over all persons and property and authority to do all things necessary to affect the purposes of the act, one of which over the years that's been much more emphasized is public health, safety, welfare, and environmental protection. There's a savings clause in the act that says the enumeration of specific powers in the act shall not be read in derogation of the commission's general powers. So the commission has very broad powers of entry onto private property, public property and to do whatever they deem necessary to affect the purpose of the act, which includes protecting public health, safety, welfare, and the environment. Now, the commission has not, at this point in its evolution, decided they need to hire a security force or a private security force or inspectors, empower their inspectors to carry weapons and go out and look for criminal activity at well sites. That really has not been an issue for the industry or for the commission. So, you know, we're not saying that the town cannot exercise its general police functions by patrolling the town and looking for indicia of criminal activity, but when they do so and charge a fee only to this class of business, it really becomes a disguised occupational privilege tax, which again the legislature outlawed in 1996. When the legislature adopted that section 115 in the Oil and Gas Act, they knew what some of these towns would do. They would turn around and do an occupational privilege tax of some sort on these operations. And they said to both cities and counties, no, you're not going to do that. The oil and gas industry pays a lot of taxes. They pay at the state level, the county level. We're not going to have local governments throughout Colorado imposing their own new fees and taxes on oil and gas. And yet we have towns, town of Frederick, until last year, Milliken, who persist in trying to find some way to wiggle through this. And that's exactly what council is here to do today. And we're hoping you won't give them that wiggle room today. Now, the cases that Milliken cites too, as the judge below said, in each of those cases, there was a specific statutory authority, not just some generalized power, municipal power that was pointed to. As to Eddie Oil, that case involved four issues, none of which are present here. First, Eddie Oil challenged the inspection fee as a tax under Tabor. We're not making that allegation. The second issue was whether the fee should only be applied to wells drilled after its adoption. Third was whether Milliken failed to comply with the notice provision of his code. And the fourth issue was whether Milliken proved that the wells were located in the town. None of those issues are here. Eddie Oil did not challenge the statutory authority for the fee. They did not point to 3460.106.15 as a restriction on such a fee. We're not in privity with anybody in that case, and that case is simply inapplicable here. So at the end of the day, Milliken cannot point to any legislation conferring authority on the town to provide site security services to oil and gas operators, much less to charge for those services. That's why Judge Lowenbach concluded his opinion by suggesting that Milliken's remedy is to seek, I'll quote from his opinion, seek specific statutory authority to impose its security inspection fee. And perhaps the town took that advice to heart. Witness House Bill 1273, which we supplied to this panel a week ago as supplemental authority. But House Bill 1273 is not the law today, and your decision should be to uphold Judge Lowenbach's ruling that Milliken lacks necessary statutory authority to impose his fee. Thank you very much.
Just a couple of points, obviously. First, all fees are discriminatory. That does not make them illegal. An illegal fee is a fee that discriminates against suspect classes. This fee does not. It applies the same fee to all the oil companies. That makes it reasonable. It's a reasonable fee under the circumstances. Once the court has determined that the town has the power to inspect, we have the tower under Bloom and its progeny to assess a fee. Anything else? I'm done.
Thank you, Mr. Pickle. Thank you again, Mr. Wonstolen. The matter is deemed submitted, and you can expect a written opinion to issue in due course.